One Iraqi finally gets it. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. To me, the most puzzling thing about Iraq is that nobody over there seems to be ready to call our bluff. The first thing the president said after Saddam was defeated was this.
We will help you build a peaceful and representative government, and then our military forces will leave.
He said that on April 10th, 2003. Since then, al-Qaeda and its supporters have been making trouble on the premise that the only way to get the Americans out is to create chaos. Of course, there are many Americans who are convinced that we never intend to leave. Otherwise, we wouldn't be building an embassy the size of a battleship. But the president has stuck to his line that we'll leave when the job is done. So why wouldn't those Iraqis who want us out ASAP call his bluff? See if he means it. Unite against al-Qaeda, turn in the car bombers, help the police, and make the country so calm that even George Bush will get bored and call the American troops home. Well, look at this. Deep in today's New York Times article about the big attack on al-Qaeda forces in Bakuba, we read that Iraqi police were joined by a Sunni group which had finally grown weary of al-Qaeda. And at one point, a local resident named Abu Muhammad walks up to them and says, quote, "Why didn't you do this in the past? If you work together, you can secure Iraq, and the occupation will have no choice but to leave. But if you stay divided, al-Qaeda will stay, and the occupation will stay," unquote. Now, it's just one quote from one man. It almost sounds too perfect. But if it's true, it shows that at least someone is ready to try something that has a chance of working. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.